Hey, Josh here. I just want to start off the episode by saying that this episode is actually a couple sessions or two sessions ahead of the last episode. The session previously, we did a lot of shopping around and kind of just drunk role playing in the tavern. There wasn't really a whole bunch of plot development. We kind of just hung out the whole time, so we felt like it would be better to go and skip ahead to this ep or this session for the episode. I also want to add in, unfortunately, we are losing a party member, Tom. He is one of my friends from the UK, and unfortunately, with the time zone difference, he just isn't able to make it with us, and scheduling is a hard time. Big ups, Tom. We love you, man. But we're gonna start the episode, just get right into it. No funny intros, no music, just right after it.
Anyway, D&D.
Yes, never mind.
Is everyone ready for the weekly recap?
No.
No.
Absolutely. I am not.
Well, luckily this one's really short because we didn't do a whole lot last week. Last week we did a lot of role play, a lot of shopping.
A lot of being drunk.
Yeah, a lot of being
a
drunk.
Lot of being drunk. I got a ring that gives me +1 to AC. I forgot about.
I believe
Fuck
everybody
yeah,
went to bed
free.
last week as well.
I think that's where how we ended.
Okay, so everybody.
We also need to charge the ring.
Yeah. I mean, if you guys want to say that we did that before bed, I'd be. If you want to figure that out. Because you guys haven't done anything yet. I just need to take backseat dice for this.
I already did the long rest.
After the party kind of hung out and shopped, you guys shared a little bit more about each other's past and then retired to bed. What? Everybody leveled up as we talked about last session. Do we want to go around and say what everybody took a level in, if anybody did anything different?
Yeah, I'm just a level 6 warlock now.
Okay. And Karaka?
I took a level in Barbarian.
I forgot you said you did.
Yeah.
Kaz?
Just normal artificial stuff. So I do have some healing spells.
And then Phelan?
And Phelan is now a cleric.
Hell yeah. And Razzlin, I believe you took a spell in cleric, correct? Or a level in cleric.
A hold person.
Oh, that's the spell you took, but you took another level in cleric. So you're level 6 cleric. I'm
yeah.
Making sure anybody didn't multiclass or did multiclass, and we talked about it. All right. So everybody is now waking up bright-eyed and bushy-tailed. I don't remember who got super wasted.
I resent
last night.
That.
Yeah, I didn't notice it until now, dude, because you hit it like 4 times in a row, and I'm like, it's right here.
ADHD powerful.
Oh, yeah, it's just like the like laugh. That's a great one, too.
Dude.
Yeah, that was loud as fuck, wasn't it?
I can only imagine with it being right there.
Oh, yeah.
It probably was super noticeable.
It's probably real bad. But, it's fine.
Yeah, exactly.
So, as everybody wakes up, I forget. Was this the night that... No, it was last night where Razzlin ended up in Kaz's room, I believe. Or was this night as well? I don't remember.
I think we woke up from that.
I thought so too.
Yeah. I remember Kaz...
Yeah, rolling into like the side of the
yeah.
bed. I remember that.
Yeah.
I remember Kaz rolling off the bed.
Yeah, then Razzy wake up in human form too.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yes, that was it. That's
well, not
what...
human form, Kitsune.
Well,
yeah.
Yeah. With
did
what?
We go shopping? Or
yeah, you guys. You guys. All you did last week was you shopped and then you talked.
I thought when we came back, we drank and then went shopping.
Yeah, and then you went back and drank and then went to bed.
Yeah. We did a bunch of them.
No.
We just woke up and hung out for a bit.
That's it.
Yeah.
That's all. That was a 4-hour session last week of us just big chilling.
Hell yeah.
For me to make like, you know, avatar.
Yeah.
For me to do that, do I need like tools to do that with?
Probably should pick up some stuff. So I would say I bought some. Yeah. Okay, just minus like 2 silver. Okay. And we'll say that you picked up like some nice like fabric shears and like some thread and needle. Yeah. 2 gold.
Yes, I don't care.
You're buying gold plated scissors. Okay.
I don't care.
Buying overpriced stuff.
Yeah. Somebody swindles Phelan out of like a bunch of money because
the fucking scissors.
Phelan's like, I need a sewing kit, and this guy's like, 2 gold for this nice sewing kit, and it's just like scissors and a needle.
Math gold is hard. So we're just throwing gold at everyone.
Yes. Whatever works. Yeah. I just don't want to hear it if you guys are like, oh, I'm 2 gold short. Like,
that'd be so.
Oh my god.
Math is hard. Builds a mechanical arm.
Oh yeah.
That is the Kaz vibe.
Math is hard for age.
It is literally
Kaz.
Yeah, exactly.
All right,
yeah.
Fair enough.
Isn't your character super smart? Yes, they are, but I am not. Oh my god. So, as the party wake up, you guys can choose to make your way downstairs. You guys can decide what you're doing at the top of the day. What's hip hop happening?
Definitely going downstairs.
Okay.
Yeah.
Give me an Argo roll.
Yeah.
Every time.
Yeah, my boy.
Time for an Argo roll.
That's an 18.
You should keep that.
Yeah, Argo.
Yeah.
Nails it.
Hell yeah.
All right, everybody else? What is everybody else doing?
Making my way downstairs.
Making your way downtown. All right. Everybody's making their way downstairs.
We're morning ale.
Yeah. All right. Razzlin, are you up to any shenanigans or just making your way downstairs like everybody else?
No, I'm just going downstairs.
Okay. I'm just waiting. She's like, I built an airship in the night and I flew away. Like, who knows?
Go on. we probably explained that Tom's not here, right?
Yes, unfortunately, one of our members will not be making it today. I will be kind of piloting his character as a NPC. So yeah, you guys...
It's less RPing from Aid, but he'll still be here for the combat, sure.
Yes. We get into combat. Okay. Yes, you will get very basic RP answers.
Right,
because
right,
I do not want to give anything away accidentally.
You're definitely not going to be drinking.
No.
Alright.
He's had a little bit too much last night, and he's like, you know what, I'll stick to tea today.
Yeah.
As you guys see him downstairs. So you guys all make your way down the stairs, you like, all the doors slam open at the same time. No. But, Good morning! You guys do a dance number as you make your way down?
Make your way down.
It'd be amazing. I guess we can roleplay the eating and breakfast if you guys want again.
I was gonna
okay.
say, we get through that. And
okay, yeah.
Get on the road, maybe. Mm-hmm.
For sure. As you guys kind of make your way downstairs and make your way, like you, I assume, have a breakfast, have like kind of talk a little bit in the morning. As you make your way towards the door, Magnus from his little seat near the door, kind of stands up and says, "Oh." Would you perchance be making your way towards the other quest today?
We were gonna go take care of the Cobblewood lumber mill.
Ah. Well, if you would return after that, I honestly wish to go with you. I think, yes. To the mountains.
To the mountains!
I think it could be rather interesting, and I think we owe a little bit of respect to the people who went before.
You were thinking about Lumberjack?
No, he's wanting to go to the mountains with you guys.
Yeah.
Not...
He has that.
No. No, not particularly. He, like, dusts off his nice coat. motions at his pile of books. Not particularly, but I suppose if I had to be.
I reckon as long as you don't get in the way.
I promise I can hold my own.
I'm sure.
Wise and drawing wise?
I guess you'll just have to find out.
I mean, you just had to.
Yeah, that's kind of where I was at. You like, kind of implied that you're not the strongest.
I mean, I guess...
Lumberjack-wise.
Bro, wizards exist in this world? Bro.
I mean,
mean, I guess I could pick up any supply.
Of course, and I appreciate that. He's just, like, very, like, diplomatically, like, and I appreciate that.
No, I think it should be fine.
Okay. So yeah, I would say, so then I'll wait here, and then when you return and collect your gold for the lumberjack, dilemma we had, you can, I'll join you then, as you decide to leave towards the mountain road.
So everybody is here, right?
Absolutely.
Yeah. Okay.
So is everybody ready? Like, I'm surprised, check, and let's get
through. Can I interject? Are we not doing a thing with the ring?
It's kind of late for that now.
We didn't finish off on it. That's why I was like...
The thing with the raven?
The ring.
Ring.
The spell, like, ring.
Oh. I thought you were just taking the spells that you had. I thought we were just refreshing the spells that were already in there.
Oh, we're just showing that that's what we're doing?
Well, yeah, except for his.
Except for the
Hellish Rebuke.
I wasn't sure. That's why I was just asking.
Yeah, that's what I understood was everything besides the Hellish Rebuke. And then you could take, like, double up the... Just, like, double up the Guiding Bolt or something.
I could double up a bow, probably? Is that fine?
No, you can't. You can't fit that many, because... Kaz's is a tier 2 catapult that's in there. I remember that.
Oh, it's already a tier 2.
Yeah, so that's 2 spell slots, and then the Guiding Bolt's a 1. So you're at 3. So, you could take one more catapult.
Then take all my second ones.
Wait, what's...
Well, but you're not taking them away right now. Yeah. We were doing this as you did that before you guys slept. I was giving you guys a little grace because we have to wrap up and end so fast, I was kind of letting you guys do the shit you should have done at the end of the session now.
Perfect. Yeah, so it's just the level 2 guiding bolt and then a level 2 catapult.
2 level 2 catapults.
Oh, that's right.
Do you want to explain this for you real quick?
Oh. The ring is called the Ring of Spell Storing. It is in the Dungeon Master Hand Guide. It is a ring that lets you store up to 5 spell levels total of spells in it. The spells that are stored in it are cast as if the caster is casting them, but can be cast by anyone wearing and attuned to the ring.
Right. So that's why we're letting Karaka use it. Technically, like, my Hellish Rebuke is my casting modifier.
Yep.
Very strong.
He is just a stronger Eldritch Knight.
Yeah, honestly.
I wish Eldritch Knight was better. Anyway, so, what does the party wish to do? You guys have the run of the town.
Are we going towards the fairy?
Yep.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Okay. No, I'm gonna go help the fairy.
Yeah. I'm pulling out my makeshift map, like, all right, I'll lead the way. I got the way.
Beautiful
running
map,
Kaz. Hell
yeah. I make sure to stop up at the bar and grab me
another morning ale for the road. Alright, that's gonna be 2 silver. I'm pretty sure I change this every fucking time, but like...
It was 6 silver last time.
Whatever.
Because I had to pay 1 for the...
Whatever.
He's getting the gold.
I was gonna say, I'll just ramp the price until you tell me it's too high.
Getting the gold.
Alright, next time it's 2 gold.
Fucking
hit
2 gold.
I'll get 5 gold.
You guys give this guy so much gold all the time because you're always breaking his shit anyway.
Yeah.
So you guys...
He just loves us eventually.
I would say you're probably his favorite customers. You're also his, like, most... The customers he's the most terrified of.
The most volatile.
Yeah.
Definitely.
Like, you don't completely mess up everything and kick everyone else out, but you're also, like, super scary.
Yeah.
All right, so you guys make your way down the... You say this was the South Road? Yes.
Yes.
You guys make your way down the South Road towards the logging camp that you remember. Guided by Kaz's map, make better time than last time.
Somehow.
Yeah. Somehow you arrive. Yeah. The path has not changed. You just somehow make it there faster.
Hell yeah.
Yeah. And as you kind of walk your way in and see the large, like, barn house building on the left that you remember, in the tree groves all around it. You see the men still sitting outside, kind of watching. There's 2 men kind of carefully cutting at trees over on the northeastern side, the same as they were last time you were here. What do you choose to do?
I'm heading straight for the briar.
You're heading...
I was going to go talk to the foreman.
Okay, has anyone told Razzlin what's going on here?
I thought she was here.
No, Razzlin's not here for this.
No, Razzy probably don't even know about the fairy.
Razzy, the player, knows about the fairy.
I'm saying Razzlin probably don't know about the fairy.
That's something that we can discuss right now, or as a thing that we would discuss on our way there.
I'd say as we're walking, maybe Baylin told Razzlin about the fairy.
Yeah,
it should
be.
Yeah.
Oh, yeah.
Baylin's probably bouncing all around right now.
I can go see my kind again.
Razzlin, as you walk with the group, they kind of sort of explain what's going on. You can roll for me if you want to see how well Razzlin picks this up, or just assume that you know what's really going on. I assume it's Phelan like bombarding you with information and never taking a breath,
yeah.
And then also Kaz butting in and being like, yeah, also in this,
yeah,
and then Karaka trying to also help correct.
No, I'm not.
No, yeah. Karaka doesn't help. So it's just Phelan and Kaz, like, back and forth, like,
yeah.
Yo, and then the fairy. And then the fairy's like this, and it's, we did the rats. We were rats, and there was a big cat, and it was
Have
super scary.
So,
yeah.
It was great.
Now we're taking her to a new home.
So, yeah, the whole point of, like, clearing out the bandit camp was to take the fairy there. So we didn't have to, like, deal with the fairy. And it kind
of... I rolled it. 15, by the way.
Oh,
killed two birds with
one stone.
Got
it. Yeah. She got it.
100%.
Yeah, she nailed it.
Love that.
You guys are the best at explaining things.
Oh yeah.
So I'm heading for the briar.
Hell yeah. So the whole party just like sees everybody, like all the guys that are like that were working that you guys saw last time definitely like notice you, and they're like, oh, they're back. Like,
we told them we'd be back.
So, and then you guys just beeline off the road.
Yeah.
I was gonna talk to the foreman first.
You're gonna go talk to the foreman.
I'll say Kaz definitely. Follows right behind.
Oh,
yeah.
Phelan's just too excited. Like,
let's go!
All right, so three of you.
I was going to have to deal with that, so.
For sure. Three of you at least. Razzlin, what are you going to do? Because I know Karaka wants to run into the foreman, and we're gonna handle that while you guys kind of trudge into the forest.
I'll follow the majority of the group.
Okay, so Karaka, you, as for some reason, the entirety of your party is just like, off into the woods. You make your way towards the foreman's... the like little barn, and he like you just walk in, you knock, like what's
I give him a knock.
Okay, yeah, like the door just like it's open. Can I help you with anything?
I well, came back.
Yeah. You need to get a pop it.
So wait up. Well, we came back to take care of the fire today.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we just got here.
That would be very helpful.
Has anything happened while
we were here? No, we haven't sent anyone over there. I remember last time you basically warned against it, and we thought give it a few days and see what happens, so.
Okay. I want to check up on it, so we'll start working on that now, and we'll get this taken care of for you.
Thank you. Is there anything else? You just walk out?
Yep.
Just wave his hand and it's gone.
Is it one of those things where it's like you wave two hands? No. Instead of, oh.
I'm gonna say though, seeing Karaka like not follow with everybody, I'm not gonna like push past the briar and go out to into the wild or whatever.
100%. So yeah, we're gonna
maybe
snap back.
And, like, stop everybody and be like, hey, hold on. Let's wait for Karaka. It looked like he maybe went to go talk to somebody. I just don't want to go in here without everybody.
So snap back to the group. The majority party makes their way towards where you remember the edge of the Feywild being. It's still, like, this eerily quiet, like, trees in rows, orchard, arbor. Nothing really seems to have changed that much since last you were here. There's no sign of the, like, thorn-crafted direwolves that were out here attacking you last time.
Let's go.
However, you haven't touched anything yet, I don't think, so... What does the party wish to do? Yeah, as you guys, like, kind of sit around and talk and... Wait, Karaka makes their way up. Makes his way up to the rest of the group.
Phelan's all good. Ahead right
to go.
You're just gonna try to walk towards it? Yeah.
Yeah, we're just waiting on you, man. Yeah. I didn't wanna like go in without you and then we get separated. I don't know.
So like we're probably walking past like a bunch of trees and stuff.
For sure. Razzy, she asked what language the fairy speaks. They'd probably speak Sylvan, and they were speaking Common last time. They were speaking Common so that because everyone could understand them, but they also speak Sylvan. So yeah, as you guys make your way just like straight towards the briars, they kind of collapse in front of you and sink into the ground, and you make your way into, like, as soon as you cross the threshold, as soon as you cross the threshold, everything around you again like brightens, and like it's like a weird feeling, almost as if your brain is changing and you can feel like more dopamine kind of thing, as like everything seems brighter, everything seems like the smell, yeah, euphoric, this weird extra euphoria. And yeah, what do you choose to do? I would say one thing different that you notice is Rosalind's form kind of shimmers awkwardly or differently, as like almost like a different resonance between this kind of Feywild and whereas the rest of you just kind of seem in it, she seems a little bit removed from it.
We're just following Baylin, right?
I don't know. That you tell me.
I did say that.
Yeah,
I
say you were going up first.
Yeah, I didn't know if you guys wanted to walk right in or okay, you're just walking straight up to where you remember the fairy being. Hell yeah. So yeah, you guys make your way up towards the fairy, and you are you approach the larger tree that you remember that seems to have like grown up very quickly. It's got that large bowl in the center filled with like bits and bobs and shimmery and shiny things. Just little baubles and stuff. And the fairy is sitting what seemed like kind of cross-legged, perched in the bowl of the tree. The greenish blue skin with dragonfly wings on her back.
Hi, friend.
Oh, hello. You're back.
Yes, we found you at home.
You did?
Yes, and you just gotta come with us.
What? Where?
It's not that far off. Kaz opens up the map and shows her. I'm not too sure if you can read it, but you see we're right here, and then the place we want to go to is right over here.
Give me a, what would this be? No, because I want to know if Kaz knows where they're pointing. Because, like...
Intelligence?
Yeah, give me, like, an intelligence. Let's see, like, because Kaz could be, like, holding the map upside down or, like...
Oh, God. That's
pointing randomly.
Yeah, just pointing at a random spot.
That's a 14, I think.
So you like you show this off to the fairy, and you do a great job. You point exactly where you mean to, but the fairy like looks at this and screws her face up and is just like,
I can't read this.
Oh, I guess I didn't think that.
It's a big work in progress. Kaz is working on it.
I am working so hard.
Hmm. Yes. Are there any distinctive landmarks?
Well, maybe. You see, I've got a bunch of trees. And right here, this is the bandit camp.
Like, looks around.
Right, I guess I should have figured.
That's a coffee stain?
I probably should have figured that you haven't been outside of this area.
Well, I was when I came here, but if you've been outside of here, there are lots of trees.
Yeah.
These were just the nicest trees. So I took that.
They are very nice trees. Very much, I tap a tree.
Very nice trees.
So are you gonna come with us?
Sure.
Yay!
Are we going on a trip together?
Yes, all of us.
Oh. It is a bit of a walk, isn't it? I think it took us, 2 hours to get here?
Yeah,
so it's gonna be 2 hours leaves,
Well, generally, we... don't like to leave the Feywilds, but if we're strong enough, we can make our own Feywilds in a new area, and I think I probably could. It's just staying outside of a Feywild for too very long is not great. But a more powerful Fey, like your friend perhaps, could stay out for a while.
Talk about this friend?
Of course.
What?
I look over at Rosalind's
Yeah, I would say that you now, like, definitely notice more the shimmering kind of aura around Rosalind.
I'm like, making my way, walking.
They're everywhere! Yeah, God damn it!
I'm all warlocky, like.
Yeah.
I'm with
darkness.
On this
like
one.
This is too much for me.
Yeah. You're like in this glade full of trees with like bunnies and flowers and shit, and you're just like, I am not here for this.
Yeah. Yeah. This was a rescue mission.
Like, how can you just not?
I'm already walking back, dude.
Yeah, I'm with.
I'm getting weird vibes from
Zix on this one.
She's all like,
it's very unnatural.
For sure. Are you backing out with Zix?
Yeah.
Okay. So yeah, as the two of them kind of stomp off because they're angsty men. You see the fairy kind of light into the air, her dragonfly wings flickering, and lands on your shoulder and kind of just sits down.
Aww, you're so cute in this form.
Does she have a big hat? No, she doesn't have a hat, right?
No.
Okay.
She has a crown.
Just a little flower crown? Okay, cool. Yeah, then she lands on like your shoulder. I was like, does she have a hat? I think it was because of the mushroom, and I was like, I could see big mushroom hat. Like, that would fit.
That would be cool.
I also had my...
That might be it. Lilith had a giant
hat. Don't you have a big mushroom hat? That'd be so cool.
Maybe she'll get one someday.
I thought you did.
No, I had a giant mushroom dress, but I changed my mind about it because I'm redesigning my Phelan a little bit.
Don't worry. In like 2 weeks, she'll redesign her again.
No, yeah, okay. Then the mushroom hat will show up.
That's the outfit she's getting.
Yeah, yeah. Next session, we'll do the mushroom hat.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, you have the fairy. You three are still in the Feywild while these two have tramped off.
Yeah, I'd say we're like the husbands that are outside of Victoria's Secret waiting for their wives.
That is the worst.
Yeah,
we're just sitting out like next to the wall. Like, you've been there fucking 20 minutes already, dude.
Guys, just straight up
keep. Are you holding the purses too?
Yeah. Oh, definitely. We got everybody's bags.
I mean, we haven't established anything about the cart still. It's still somewhere.
We just dropped it off at the Pig and Whistle.
Okay,
yeah,
okay,
the cart's
okay,
still
okay.
At the Pig and Whistle is what I had.
Okay.
Is there two carts?
No.
You've accidentally duped carts?
Ooh.
Oh my god, I should just start adding shit in like that. If I like forget where something is and then it shows up somewhere else, it'll just be like a duped item, and then you'll like show up and it's like, how do you guys have three fucking Soul Reavers? There's only supposed to be one of those in the game. I'd like to sell this to an NPC for 30 billion gold. Just dupe and sell item. Alright, anyway, sorry. This one's on me. So, what does the party do as you now have the fairy in tow?
Head towards Zixit and Baraka.
Absolutely.
Razzy's
just very intensely like looking at Razzy now. Just
okay.
Knowing fully well that she ignored my question.
Oh, did she?
Yeah, because I said something, or unless you guys got off topic.
Because I said something about
that's what's going on
with
the aura thing after.
Oh.
Razlin's
just gonna keep walking.
Yeah, so the whole time Kaz is just very much right beside her, staring at her.
God damn like, this mysterious her. Fox woman.
Poke. No.
Poke.
She just keeps staring, just like shimmering.
Pull her tails.
Oh god.
Oh my god.
Okay.
All right. Yeah. So you guys walk and make your way out of the Feywild, and like kind of as you step over the threshold with the fairy on your shoulder, like the briars kind of wilt and just slowly start to fade into the ground, kind of returning to nature. The whole kind of oddly euphoric area behind you is now kind of slowly starting to collapse. And like a return to nature type thing. Like it's becoming its natural self as opposed to this altered state. What now?
We go to your new home.
Okay.
Do we wanna go tell the foreman again as we leave?
Yeah.
Alright, we'll kinda like make a slower track as you go ahead of us.
Yeah.
Try to time it out right.
Okay.
I'm trying not to be out in the open.
Okay. Yeah, and as you were, since you said you were specifically watching, as you guys, like, leave the briar circle, like, the aura slowly dissipates and fades away. And it is, Razlin is natural again.
Kaz just keeps looking for any sign or anything else.
Yeah, Kaz just keeps looking. I bet she does.
Intoxicating fox woman.
God damn it. Intoxicating fox woman.
Razlin just adjusts her clothes to make sure.
So, you're making your way towards the foreman?
I am.
You're making your way towards the foreman. All right, yeah. Correct. As you make your way out and kind of break the tree line, everybody kind of... the guys, again, just sitting and waiting, they definitely see you, maybe nod to you a little bit, but kind of hang out where they are. There's... and you make your way into the foreman's building. All right. Yeah, you knock on the door and he... yes, hello.
Priors are cleared. Give him a thumbs up.
Oh, we can start harvesting that area.
Yep. All good to go.
Fantastic. I'll tell my men. Thank you very much. He writes like a little note, you see, and then he gets up and like runs outside. Well, maybe not runs, but makes his way outside.
Yeah.
We did it, boy!
We did it!
How far away are we?
Huh?
How far away are we from the bandit?
That's what I was gonna... Oh, the bandits?
Time-wise?
You guys are like 6 hours?
No, that we're taking the ferry.
Yeah, we're taking the ferry.
She said we were 2 hours here from taking the ferry.
Yes.
So here it would be 2 hours.
We did make it here, Pat.
You did say that.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, like...
So hour and a half?
Hour and a half, right.
Shit. So hour and a half back? Are we even faster on the way back now that we've taken the trip so many times? Call it an hour?
Yeah.
Alright, so we're at 2.5 hours so far.
Alright.
How far away was the
bandit camp? The bandit camp was about... It was another, like... 2-3 hours down the road. Because it was right outside of town where guards wouldn't show up, basically.
Yeah.
Is where you found aid on the side of the road, and then they led you into the camp. Yep.
Are we passing through town?
Someone let me know when we're about an hour away from it.
About an hour away from the camp?
Yeah, where we're taking the ferry.
Alright, does anybody have a way to hide the ferry? Otherwise, I want to just completely avoid taking the ferry and take a long time.
I'm gonna take off. I can do, throws on anyone.
That didn't fucking work before.
Well, like, okay, I can flip it inside.
Looks at faded
out.
Dragon head.
Look, all right. I can flip it inside out.
Give her my cloak.
Okay, that's better.
Yeah, Phelan, why don't you give me a history check?
Okay, for what?
For that cloak, because I don't think we ever did that.
I think we did.
I don't remember. I don't remember ever, like, if actually looking at it, but, like, as you, like, kind of take your cloak off and offer it, I would say, Phelan, you definitely notice...
I got 20.
Yeah, you definitely notice the House Ife logo. Didn't you say it's, like, crossed? Is it crossed out or just faded?
It's faded.
Okay.
Really faded.
Yeah, you see a very faded House Ife dragon sigil.
I put it on. Oh, wait, you can get your phone. But,
I put it back on.
So, you're in the house?
Hmm?
You're in a house?
Hmm.
Or we're in a house?
Hmm.
Because I was in a house. See my necklace?
Yep. Yeah,
I can't. Oh, do you?
Yeah. Kind of source of my magic, but I mean, it's
a big deal.
Source of my magic.
No,
it was a house.
Why are you so secretive? I just want to be friends, okay?
Okay, we are friends, but like, it's just not that important.
But I still want to know. I want to know everything about you.
I mean, Karaka already knows that they abused you, so I mean.
What? How does Karaka know?
Because this came up in conversation a while ago. Yeah. Remember?
Oh.
Out of character, this came up in conversation.
Was it before we started recording? Like this
was this was one of the rollies we did.
Oh, okay.
And whatever we're calling it.
Yeah,
and
I think
on top of that, Kaz tricked me into telling me, basically deceived me, beat me in the role and said, my family abused me.
I was being very overdramatic about it.
Well, they didn't really out of character. Okay.
Didn't we already?
Bro.
Know
that, what?
Didn't we already know that she was in a house?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, but
kind of.
We didn't have any of it recorded. I was just kind of like.
Yeah.
I know.
Sierra's absolutely right. Yeah. We didn't have any of it recorded.
Yeah.
But also, the way I remember it going down is. Kaz was super hush hush about it and just like, yeah, I have an Ife cloak, it's fine.
Yeah.
For sure.
Don't look at it.
Don't look at it.
Don't think you're gonna get away with this. I'm gonna get it out of you one of these times.
Yeah.
I'll get you drunk, okay? We'll get drunk.
Back in the character, I just, because I, when I hear this conversation,
What about?
Yeah, about them going back and forth.
Give me a perception. All right. See if you're paying attention.
Big dice, let's go.
No, we're back walking.
What'd you get? What is that? That is a three? Bro. Yeah, you're too high up. Altitude. Sorry.
It's a seven.
Too high up.
Yeah, no, unfortunately, this, like, completely slips your mind. You're like, I'm on alert for threats and danger. And you're just, like, not paying attention as these two kind of gab at each other.
My money?
You guys just go, guess what it is? Pulls back out the map and just starts doodling again as she just...
So now that you've said doodling, I'm imagining that you had the map perfect, and now you're just, like, adding in, like, little creatures in the woods and shit. And,
oh,
like,
yeah.
Like little dragon pictures and stuff. Like,
very much super in-depth, like, for no reason.
Absolutely.
Kaylin yells out, you're not getting away with this with her arm in the air.
He can't keep getting away with it.
How did we get here? I need somebody to give me a survival roll to see how well you guys track your way through the woods around Tank and Kaylin.
I will.
But either one. Either you or Faelin.
16.
Hell yeah. I just want to see if she gets higher. Yep. Because she said she wanted to try as well. Anybody can roll.
I have a 13 plus 6.
13 plus 6, so...
19.
So yeah, between the two of you, I would say if either of you stumbled on the trail, you definitely find your way around, and you guys make your way to an hour before the bandit camp. Specifically.
I'm gonna cast Blessing of the Trickster on the fairy.
Oh my god.
What does that do?
It turns her invisible.
Gives it a advantage on dexterity stealth rolls.
Oh, that blessing.
So we can basically hide it.
Hell yeah.
Hell yeah.
You guys make your way the rest of the hour and make your way towards the first clearing. I'm moving this down. Towards the first clearing that you remember finding the bandits in. But as far as you can tell, it is empty.
I'd like to take the time to, like, do some reconnaissance in there. There isn't another bandit camp set up, or like maybe they're like, oh, the leader's gone, maybe we could still just keep doing what we're doing, and if so, we'd fucking fry them.
Okay, give me a survival.
Can I do perception check?
Yeah, for the immediate area, absolutely.
That's a nat 20.
Nat 20,
yeah,
on survival?
Plus 6.
First roll of the fucking day, nat 20.
And
yeah,
in your tower.
So,
and in the cursed Cthulhu tower.
How far afield are you trying to travel?
I'm thinking, like, how big is her Feywild? What's her Feywild?
Her Feywild was probably, like, the size, remember the size that clearing was? It was, like, about 30 feet across. I would say it might have been like, a 60-foot diameter.
Oh, I was gonna go, like, a whole fucking mile radius.
That would take a long time.
Yeah, if you want.
Or a mile diameter.
Yeah, okay. Mile diameter, yeah. Much smaller than a mile radius. Yeah.
I could do the other half.
Because mile radius, you'd hit Tank and Karen.
Oh, I was thinking, like, a couple of us kind of look all around and shit. And make sure.
If you want, I'll go with them too and help them out. Just so.
Kind of deal, yeah.
Yeah, so I would say with your... Yeah, with your nat 20... So you're trying to survey, like, half a mile, right?
Pretty much, like...
Just, like, a good amount of space.
Yeah.
I would say you definitely come across some scattered footprints on game trails. Like, it seems like they're still using the area, but you don't come across anything that looks like a permanent camp like it used to.
Okay.
Like, yeah, it seems like people are still around, but they've moved on, mostly.
Yeah. I feel like she's been able to defend herself so far.
And as you ask, as Faelin asks, how old are you? She kind of, like, looks at you and, like, quirks her head and is like, one, two and a half? 100?
Huh?
I think?
Okay, so you're about 200 years old.
I think so. Hard to tell. You guys flit around so much.
Human stuff.
You're not even a human.
People suck. Yes.
People suck. There we go.
There we go.
The broad strokes. Got them. All right. So
I would say as you're sitting and talking to the fairy, Zix comes back from his scouting mission with everybody else. I think most people went with him. I assumed it was just Razzlin and Phelan sitting and talking to a fairy.
I guess I'd say we three kind of like scattered out and did like a little reconnaissance then.
Yeah, and like I said, you guys came back and basically found like there are footprints in the area. There are probably people who come through here, but it doesn't look like anybody's camping out anymore.
Okay.
Moved on to greener pastures.
What was her name?
Theo Sewell.
That's right, because he gave us the first name, but didn't really give us that name. That name didn't exist, so it's this name.
Oh, okay.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I think Zix would maybe tell Theo Sewell then, like, this is gonna be mostly a safe spot for you. It seems like we cleared out all of I wouldn't put your guard completely down. You seem like you're capable of taking care of yourself, though.
Yeah, you have those plant goggles.
Yeah.
Well, those will take a little bit to replenish, but okay.
And if you need anything, we're just posted up at the nearest town. I'm sure you'd be able to find us.
Yes. Did we ever give you our names?
Nope.
I'm Phelan.
Oh.
Lex.
Yeah. Wait. Barry.
It's fine. Why are you guys being weird? Why are you being weird? It's fine. What are you worried about?
Yes.
I'm not gonna say anything.
Alright.
Phelan doesn't know this, I don't think, but I would.
Probably not.
Yeah. It's bad to get fairy when you're they can do stuff.
Six isn't technically good to be on the night. He doesn't have a room.
You have no power here.
It was a number. His friend is the instead of a Nazi. That's your name, dog.
Yeah, but what is a name if not what?
No, y'all don't know this.
Okay.
Josh just dropping lore bombs.
Yeah.
He's obviously gonna edit that.
Well, that was out of character though, so it didn't count.
Yeah.
Didn't count, guys. You don't know that.
Yeah, it never happened.
It never happened. Our writers made it up.
Yeah.
So. What do? You guys are just leaving the ferry and heading out?
I'm gonna go get my money.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, she kind of like flies off and flitters down onto the ground, and you see her start to like stand in front of a sapling and start to do some sort of hand motions, and even as you like walk away, the sapling is starting to grow and change and turn into a larger tree.
Feeling kind of like stops when I'm walking.
Has now just draws a huge ass tree with
Yeah, draw a fairy on the tree now.
Oh, yeah.
Hell yeah. Oh, no, the fairy's a she. Kaz draws her with Big Booba.
Big Booba.
It's literally 70% Booba with, like, a little head and little legs.
Absolutely.
I hate it.
And, like, the shitty gremlin face.
Or even the ooh-ooh face.
Yeah.
All right, so this. We're on our way back to town.
Yeah, so you guys this time make your way back to town much safer. Yeah, so as you guys make your way back to town, nothing super of note happens. You see a few more kind of merchants making their way back, like a few more caravans, a few more just self-same merchants making their way into town.
What time are we getting about now?
You guys, like, took off right early in the morning, so I would say it's, like, what, it took you maybe a total of 3 hours to get all that done? So, like, maybe, like, 11, 12? Depending on how early you woke up. Yeah, well, you guys woke up and you were like, eat food and go.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like.
We spent a whole day fucking around.
Yeah. Yeah, you did.
Now it's all business.
Exactly. I need more money.
So, you guys make your way back into town. I assume you run towards the Pig and Whistle.
Full sprint.
Yeah, you guys step foot in town and then just bolt straight into the Pig and Whistle and kick the door open and stand in front of Magnus and demand payment instantly. Yep, perfect.
Hand out, pointing.
Yeah. Magnus goes through and looks through his papers and is like, oh, of course. And then, okay.
I mean, that's not how we really do it, though.
We come in and we tell them that.
I don't think we'd kick the door in and be. Bro!
If you guys let me talk for you, you guys will do whatever I say.
I guess! No, I feel like we would show up, you know, very.
The walking issue has been resolved. The loggers are free to continue to work.
Exactly.
Oh, very good. I'm glad to hear it.
Yeah, now pay up.
And what exactly was the issue?
There was a being in the area that we took care of.
She?
It was an old ex of mine.
He just writes a little bit on his scroll and then puts his quill away and
says, regardless, they can get back to work.
Very good. I'm pleased. Pleased to hear it. And like parcels out all the gold and hands each of you, I believe it was 1,000 each.
Yep.
For the ferry? The ferry was a logging camp. Was it 14? All right, yeah. 14 for each of you. Yeah, he hands out portions to everyone, and including Razzlin. Yeah, as he hands out the gold, he then kind of stands up and dusts out his jacket again, and stands before you. Well then, would you be willing to make your way towards the? Ah, fuck. It's something about hey. I've been attacked! Help me! Yeah, he stands up and says, well then, would you like to make your way towards the third quest? You know, last and final.
Yeah, I think, sure. Does anybody have anything else they want to do real quick?
So, Magnus, you see him, like, pull up a few obviously precious books and wraps them in, like, some, like, leather cord and, like, takes those with him and gets ready to go out with you guys. And the Misfits, correct? That's what he knows. Remember, the last time you guys talked to him, somebody either accidentally or on purpose told him that you were the Misfits. And that's what he wrote down. We can either keep it as he knows you as the Misfits, you can
quest,
tell him your individual names, like, it is however you choose to take it.
We will have a name for you.
Okay.
Don't worry about it.
Okay.
I'm Zix, this is Kaz, that's Karaka, that's Balin, this is Rez.
Got it.
Since you needed to know us again.
Thank you. You never did tell me your names to begin with. I only knew you as the Misfits.
Yeah, I figured since we're traveling now, you should probably know all of
our names. Yeah.
Much appreciated.
Yeah.
So, to remind you all, travelers have been going missing on the North Road, and we're not entirely sure why. We've sent a few parties, and no one's heard back. So, this time I'd wish to travel with and get an eye for myself on what could be happening. We think possibly monster nests, or maybe a large-scale bandit operation. However, it seems unlikely. Frankly, we're unsure.
Do we want to take the horse? Is it recommended for us to take the horse on the mountains? Do we want to take the carriage?
It's not, okay, so it's not like you are traveling deep into the mountains. It's like a road that passes by a mountain.
Well,
like,
I was
by
asking,
a mountain
like,
pass.
I was asking, I was like,
okay.
Yeah, I'm always about just sitting in a cart and not walking. I'm sorry, I'm a lazy bitch. I didn't make these legs to walk. But if we gotta walk, it is what it is. That's why I asked Razzlin to begin with, and she wanted.
Yeah.
Take the card again.
That's my horse.
And also, if we do end up finding anything while we're wherever, we could always bring it back on the card.
It's our base for loot.
Very true.
Yeah, remember when we killed that elk and put the whole thing in the fucking card?
Is there anywhere that I can rent an ox or something similar?
I would say you could definitely get, like, an ox kind of in the same... In that horse stable was mostly, like, for... horses or like kind of beasts of burden and a kind of like this is a merchant town, so like you could definitely buy like oxen and like things to pull carts, you know. So if you wanted to kind of head towards the like stables area, quote unquote, I will definitely say you could find an ox there.
All right, I want to do that because I don't think Chance would be
monkey?
Able to make it.
Monty in my bag.
Monty's in your bag?
Yeah.
Oh my god.
Remember when she disappeared?
She came back as Windery and didn't care about it. And handed it to you.
That's right. Oh my god.
Nick, I forgot about that.
I also forgot about it.
I know,
you
still have it.
Yeah.
I remember.
And then hand it to Radlin.
Okay.
Monty, you should try to turn him back to normal.
We're not ready for him yet.
We're not ready for him
yet? Saving him.
You don't have enough badges.
I'm saving him.
Yeah. Saving him?
He's level 30.
He's level 30. You need at least 3 badges to,
yeah, exactly.
to handle this guy.
We don't have enough. Not strong enough.
So, what do you wish to do?
I want to go buy a smaller size oxen.
A smaller size oxen?
Not, like, huge, but not, like, really, really small. Like, kind of in between. Kind of like a medium-sized one.
Like a normal-size oxen? Like an average?
Kinda, yeah.
Like an ox? Yeah, like, that, like looks like an ox?
Average.
Are you sure the horse is
one? You realize they come bigger, right?
They do, but, like...
That's way... I feel like I'd be wasting so much money, though.
Okay. I mean, I feel like the horse would be fine so as much better than
Would
the horse be fine as is, wouldn't it be?
Horses...
The horse is not designed to carry that much weight
generally.
For a long period of time.
Alright, that's fair.
Now, if it's a team, it would be different.
Yeah.
And a bigger team of
Get
horses.
Get a whole team of horses!
No.
Razzy takes 3 episodes taking care of fucking 85 horses.
8 horses. Yeah, everybody just get a horse.
Yeah, 2 probably fucking good.
It'd be so funny.
Just get you a fucking knot. Ride a knot.
No, I want a sandworm.
You want a sandworm? Buddy, I don't know how to tell you this. The world is not all sand.
I know.
What's going to happen when they're outside of the sand area?
It'll be a fucking dirt worm then.
Alright, anyway.
So do I have to buy it or can I just rent it?
You could rent an ox. That's going to be...
5 gold a week?
No, it's gonna be like 5 gold a day. Yeah, dude.
That's not bad.
It's actually not bad.
Yeah.
That's fine. I just want it for a week.
Okay. So that'll be 5 times 7 35. Is 35. So that'll be 35 gold.
35.
And if I could have 50 gold down as a retainer fee as well. Like, to make sure the ox will come back. Much appreciated. The clerk then goes and brings out an ox. You guys now have an ox and hooked up to a cart. What do you choose to do?
Time to head out?
You guys just went back and got the cart, like the same cart you've been using?
Yeah, I'd assume that
the, like, slightly burned cart.
Told us this whole plan about getting the ox, so we just, like, hung
out. Yeah. Yeah.
Works for me.
Go get another.
You didn't think I'm
drinking too much?
A little bit.
No.
You can drink more.
Think so?
Yeah, I think so.
And then there's just some random guy like sitting next to you and he's just like, but do you think with the power of healing magic that we could just heal our livers and be fine? Could we technically just drink forever if we have cure poison because drinking is a type of poison? And he just like knocks back the rest of his ale and fucks off.
He just opened Six's mind, dude. He's back inside, got 2 ales now.
Okay.
That man is reminding me.
I just give you a shot, I just give you a shot,
No, I'm already inside getting the ale, dude. This guy just opened my fucking mind.
It's gonna be
if
fucking...
I get fucked up, I'm just gonna ask Razzlin to cure my liver.
It's gonna be 8 gold. Or 8 silver.
Like, 8 gold?
I told you I'd just keep ramping it up until you complain.
That's fine. I'm not complaining.
What were you trying to say, H?
Well, I was trying to talk to Ziggs and he comes back out.
Oh, yeah. Okay. You were like trying to talk to Ziggs and he runs away to get beer.
Yeah, actually, when I come back out, I'm giving you one since you told me I should drink one.
Oh, yeah. Thank you.
Incredible.
You know, that man reminds me of something I
thought
you could have.
What's that?
We both have a bag of
food. Yeah.
Oh, no.
That if I throw one,
dimension within a dimension,
would it explode
or implode?
I think the world would just be...
Specifically says it implodes.
Yeah.
This
is great.
This is a last-ditch effort.
What if we can get it to
because I mean, like, if you put the bag in the bag, you've got to be there, or implode, whatever the fuck it does, like, you're there, you're gonna get caught. But what if I could get Gami to do it? My dog?
Yeah.
My familiar?
Yeah.
I could just cast them back.
Like,
we're still standing
at the
big
That's why I'm playing it off, like, so.
Yeah.
What was that, Razzie?
We're still standing at the pig and whistle, right?
Yeah, they're still standing at the pig and whistle as you come up with your newly rented ox.
And we're just, like, taking swigs, like, just mind-blowing conversation about bags.
You just, like, see, like, based on our looks, that we probably shouldn't be talking about whatever we're talking about.
Yeah,
Magnus,
exactly.
Magnus is outside, just kind of, like, watching you guys. Munin on his shoulder, just, like,
Can
chirping.
I run in and get dry rations? Like,
absolutely.
Fish or, like, beef or something?
Fish or
chicken.
Beef? Pick one.
Some kind of meat that's dry, like,
so, like,
jerky.
Like, jerky. Okay, yeah, you run in and, like,
yeah.
You're like, could I get a bag of dried rations? And he quickly pulls up like what looks to be like dried strips of beef. And they look to be a little bit salted and puts them on the countertop, like a bag of it. And that'll be three gold, please.
Okay.
Meat. Okay. Yeah, and you run off with it.
I'd say he says Zixin has like hop into the back of the cart, still talking about their idea of how we're gonna like make this bag make our bags remotely detonate as a stitch effort or something.
Yeah.
Magnus just looks scared. Like, he's like, okay, it's probably fine. This is probably fine. They're just.
Dude, I just remembered I still have those bombs too. I can detonate the building. I got two of them. At that, I want to know what Magnus' reaction was to that.
Like, we just got both of our bags down, a couple bombs. Yeah. She's got two bombs, I've got a bomb. We just got it all just sitting down.
Yeah. We're just
discussing our maniacal explosive plans.
Like, Jesus Christ. Just very intensely, while Magnus is just off to the side,
Oh, yeah. We rolling yet? Or are we all just chilling?
Yeah, everybody's ready to roll. Like, I'm.
Oh, I thought we were.
You guys are like. I didn't know if you guys are like. We're hooking up the card. Like,
yeah, well, let's hook up.
Let's
hook up the card.
I never know how much to prompt y'all.
Yeah.
As we're going, I figured.
Okay.
Yeah, let's hook up the card.
Go. Yeah, you hook up the card. So. Yeah, so Razlin shows up with the ox, and Karaka helps hook up the ox to the cart.
Yep.
And what do you guys choose to do? You guys are just gonna run it out of town into the North Road, yeah?
Yeah, double checks. Everyone's set.
Everyone's set?
Yeah, we're
Everyone's
talking
set
bombs.
Ready to go?
Yeah.
Razzie's bringing her cat. Based?